welcome to our Student Discipline in the EFL Classroom podcast. Discipline is the elephant in the room, so to speak, that nobody talks about and nobody looks at. But it's probably one of the issues that new teachers especially fear most. How do you deal with disruptive students, difficult students, and these days even, you know, hyperactive students or students who don't pay any attention to what you're doing, or students sitting in the back of the classroom talking, creating a distraction that takes away from the lesson that you're trying to present. Well, let's talk about discipline from several different angles. And the first is, if you have a good lesson that's active and encourages the participation of every student in the room, you should not have a problem at all. Now, this is a good time to go back and think about and look at and or listen to the podcast and or read the page about TEFL methodology, where we talk about elicitation. And with elicitation, what we do is we get the students' ideas involved in the classroom right from the very start, so that they have an interest in learning what you're going to teach. Now, this doesn't always work perfectly, and it's really difficult to make every single person in the world happy, including all of those sitting in your classroom. And some students aren't there because they want to be. Some are there because their parents kind of parked them there as a babysitting service while they're off shopping downtown, or when they just don't want to be bothered. Some of your students are university students in a major that isn't English, but maybe requires them to sit in and have an English class or two. So they're not always motivated to do what you'd like them to do. Problems can be expected. Now, the number one issue is that no matter what the problem is, keep your cool. In fact, it's really important to learn to act before you get upset, while you can still think rationally and calmly about what you need to do. Plan ahead for dealing with common problems. So that means if you've got somebody in your class who's been a problem for the last three classes, think about it before class starts and be ready for that person right when they walk in the door. Have them sit down in front of you instead of sitting with their friends in the back of the class. Plan ahead for problem situations that you know are going to come up, and deal with them before you get angry. Deal with them before you get upset. I mean, it's so much more fun to say, okay, I've got a plan for this guy. He's coming in. I'm going to nail him right when he walks in the door. Now, don't misunderstand the idea about nail him and kind of enjoying taking care of a problem. That will come to you naturally as a teacher after a while. But it will come to you that because you have problem students from time to time, and it's best to deal with them when you're not angry, when you're not upset. One of the best ways to deal with discipline is from the very beginning of the class, set clear rules. Day one of the class, day two of the class, day three of the class, here's the rules about how we operate in this class. It's only fair to explain to the students what's required. Be serious about whatever rules you set. Enforce them consistently. I would almost say ruthlessly. If you make a rule, you'd better enforce it, because the students will know if you do or not, and they'll be upset if you're inconsistent. And when you do enforce a rule, even if you kick a student out, or even if you have to discipline a student, do it with a smile. And plan this ahead too. Plan not getting upset. And, well, what happens in the classroom is when you discipline somebody, let's say you kick them out of the class, or you make them, you know, stand or sit in the corner, everybody else in the classroom gets upset. Everybody else in the classroom gets a little bit uncomfortable. Of course they would. Now, what that means is that you need to be able to turn it on and turn it off, and do that at home and practice in your mirror, in your bathroom if you need to turn on to very seriously saying, if you're kicking a student out of the class, if your school will let you do that, practice saying, Get out now, with a very serious look on your face. Turn around and smile to the rest of the class and say, now, on page 42, so that you relax them and get them unupset. If you have a student standing in the corner and you've got to make them go stand in the corner or some other disciplinary method, do it the same way, where you're very, very serious, but you can turn around and smile at the class and show them you're not upset at them. They're not the problem. Only that one person is. Students who talk a lot or students who misbehave in a mild manner, on the web page it says, can often be quieted just by your presence. Now, I'm an older teacher, and because sometimes it's difficult for me to hear students' voices, I've always stood in the middle of the class. I mean, go right down in there into the sea of people and stand right in the middle of the class and talk to them and listen to them. It's much easier for me to hear what students are saying. So don't be afraid. You're going to see teachers who are truly afraid of students, and they hide behind the desk or the table or the lectern in the front of the class. In fact, you'll do a lot better with your students if you get right out there in the middle of them and stand right there. One, you show you're not afraid of them. Two, with some students, all you have to do is put your hand on their shoulder in a gentle, friendly way, and that will stop them from talking, stop them from being disruptive. They will understand what you're trying to do. It's really not that complicated. Teachers who teach children have a special problem, and children can be particularly difficult. It's important to remember that rule that says the length of an activity for a child should be no longer than double their age minus 2. So if a child is 4 years old, double that is 8, minus 2 is 6. Any kind of activity, anything we do in that classroom should not be more than 6 minutes. Now some people say only their age. So if a student's age is 4, no activity should last longer than 4 minutes. If you want to be safe, go with the shorter number, just to be sure. Children often will act out just to get your attention, and they don't care if it's positive attention or negative attention. And it's worth your time to begin to understand some basic psychology about child behavior if you're going to teach children. Generally speaking, giving a child attention for unwanted behavior is not a good idea. It's far, far better to talk to the child right next to the misbehaving child and reward them for doing what you want the problem child to do. In other words, if you want the problem child who's standing up talking and making lots of noise, but the child sitting next to them is working on their task, go over to the child next to them and say, "Thank you, Bobby. I appreciate that you're sitting there working on your coloring and you're drawing a tree there. It's so nice that you're doing what we're asking you to do." Oftentimes, if you just take that simple kind of approach, the problem child will watch you, reinforce and give social praise, maybe even a rub on the back. You can do that in most other cultures rather than Western cultures. Don't necessarily be afraid to give your students some attention or a hug. Those kinds of things in other cultures are very acceptable, although problematic in Western culture. What will happen is that your problem student will watch you and see that happen. And many times, they will immediately go and do what you reinforced that student for doing. If they do, don't wait. Go and reinforce them for doing what you want them to do. Don't make them misbehave again for your attention. Go and give them the attention that they want, but for behaving appropriately. Now, it's really important to understand what employers want you to do. If you're teaching for a language school, oftentimes, and even private colleges and universities and high schools and middle schools, if they're private schools, are going to be a little bit cautious about, let's say, kicking a student out of the classroom. They're businesses. They need all the students to be happy, so the parents are happy, so the parents will send them back and sign up again and pay more money to the school. That's where you get your employment from. So don't ignore that idea. You've got to help the business grow. So when you discipline students, you need to do it in a way that's positive. That's the best way to approach it. Find out from the school what their rules are about discipline. A school sometimes will tell you what their rules are about discipline, and now go and ask another Western teacher from a Western culture what the school really does, because that might be very different. Sometimes schools give lip service about cheating and other disciplinary problems, and they don't really enforce the rules. But it's better to know that before you take a stand, and then the school doesn't back you up. I've never worked for a school that doesn't say that says cheating is okay. Every school will tell you cheating is not okay. But it's important to understand that in some other cultures, cheating is considered to be helping a friend. And some schools will tell you absolutely no cheating, but after you bust one or two or three people, all of a sudden the problem and the question they're going to ask you is, what's wrong with you that so many students cheat in your class? It's not that you're a great supervisor. It's not that you're really good and vigilant at catching people cheating. It's like, what's wrong with you? Why are people cheating in your class? And so what you need to understand is the task is not to catch students cheating. Your task is to prevent cheating. And this is a huge problem for lots of teachers. How do you prevent cheating? Before you have an examination, even two or three or four classes before, you're a teacher, begin teaching your students what it is you require during an examination. Spread the desks out from front to back, from side to side. If your class is too big, give your examination in two sessions. Send half the students out, test half the students, next time test the other half. But understand, schools don't like busting people, schools don't like kicking students out. They want you to just prevent cheating. And the way to prevent cheating isn't just catching people and busting people. It's teaching people what you want, what you expect, being vigilant during examination or testing time, walk quietly up and down the rows. I've taught at schools that were actually pretty good and some that weren't so good about cheating. And I've certainly in my time just seen a student with a cheat sheet as they kind of slide it out of their pocket. I've walked up to them and just slid it into my hand and crumpled it up. I didn't bust the student, but they didn't get to cheat. They didn't complain because they didn't get busted. Everybody was happy. The school was happy. Nobody got busted. The student was happy. They didn't get busted. I was happy. That student wasn't cheating during the examination. Understand, your idea, your responsibility is prevention. Take a look at that top 10 tips for successful classroom discipline on the webpage. Read all of the sections on there because it's really a great website and it's got nothing to do with EFL. Discipline is a problem for every teacher in every classroom. Once you learn how to deal with it, you will be considered by your school to be a great teacher because you're just not bringing them problems all the time. You're just not creating problems all the time. And remember, an active classroom that engages every student is usually a classroom with no discipline problems. So think a lot about that. Use the links, read the links, and understand what's going on with those. If you have any problems or questions, anything that concerns you or that you're worried about, if there's something on the website that doesn't work right, be sure to let us know. Send us an email or use the spam-free contact form. Bye-bye.